Well, Darragh O'Beil, first of all, I suppose, looking forward to the start of the championship, and it's been an all-round year for you, I suppose, and not, the clock never stopped.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, that's what I love. I love playing football, and I love this time of year. It's when the football, the best of football gets played, like, and this is what I live for.
Yeah. You played, obviously, out of that great run with Guido right up to the middle of February, and then we took a couple of weeks off and straight back into the league.
Yeah, Declan and the management was very good to us, gave us 2 weeks off to get the feet and the head straight, like, and that's what we've done, and we knew ourselves coming in we'd have to keep the heads down because we'd be a few weeks, maybe 2 months behind the rest of the boys, and we spent the first few sessions trying to keep up with them, but now with the work behind us, like, we're all at the same level, hopefully.
No fear of lack of freshness or tiredness setting in, no?
No, there's not, no sign of it yet, anyway, not this time of year. Too good of a time at the start of championship, mm-hmm. not to enjoy.
2018 was kind of the year where you began to appear, made, what, five or six substitutions in the course of the season. Kind of, you more or less have a position nailed down on the team now, looking forward to maybe a first start.
I'd like to get the first start right, but listen, there's 30 boys there, all wanting the same thing, and to be on the starting 15. And last year, with the few appearances I made, really made me hungry this year, looking forward to the hopefully more championship time.
Yeah, tell me, talk to me, playing Fermanagh, obviously you wouldn't know much of, or you weren't there for very long with Rory Gallagher, maybe it's under 21 level.
No, I never was under Rory, but I know from the lads what he's like, and I heard enough from him, like, and what to expect now coming into Brewster. We know it's going to be a tough dog of game, like, and it's just going to be a typical Ulster game maybe at the end of the day, but sure, as long as we come out on top.
Hard to prepare for a game like that, obviously, as well, because obviously Donegal beat them well in the championship last year when it mattered.
It is and it isn't. That game last year will be a totally different game to what we'll see most likely now Saturday or Sunday, especially in their backyard. Like, they'll be gunning for us till come down, and they'll be trying to get a bit of revenge over us, if anything.
Yeah, I suppose there was a reminder of the game in Donald Park. You weren't playing that day, but obviously they turned the tables on Donegal.
Yeah, that was it. They were trying to prove a point that day, but at the end of the day it was a league game, and we made it through Division 2, and I think they got stuck there.
Yeah. So tell me, looking forward to the game, as you say, it's going to have to be, you know, we know the type of game for Manor player, they're going to pack the defence and hope to hit you on the break. Are you conscious of that, kind of, as a defender, getting forward and at the same time having to watch, mind the house?
Yeah, we are a bit cautious now, surely, like, but listen, when you have the forward line we have with the likes of Murphy, Paddy McBurty, Jamie Brennan and Ryan McHugh and all them running at them, like, we know if we keep our tack in the fence right, that they'll get the job done up top now, but well, there's only so much you can do against a packed defence, so it'll be a slow game, I'd imagine. It'll be two tactical games trying to break each other down.
So will we see a more defensive Darragh O'Beil for Donegal than maybe saw for Guido? Because we remember those great goals against Cross Midland and all those other great scores over the course of the year.
I'm not too sure now. I have a few roles in under Declan, like, so I'll have to play whatever he gives me and try and do my best, but hopefully get on the end of one or two again this year.
And obviously, you know, the ambition is to go on and have a good championship and defend the Ulster title.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, that's our goal. We don't look too far ahead at the moment. It's just Sunday, but it'll be great to get our hands on that cup again.
Yeah. Any fear that, you know, it's been, what, 6-7 weeks since you played a game? You know, obviously you had a couple of challenge games, but other than that, any fear that maybe it's kind of a little bit of ring rustiness, you know, having to come from a standing start again?
No way it is, but we had our challenge games and we have our own 15v15 games, which is the tense you'll get when every man's gunning for a jersey. Like, it adds up, but I don't think it would make too much of a difference. We got a few club games under our belts too, and the more game plays, the game time, the better for us coming into it, and I think we all have our own enough.
Was the club games good for you?
100%. It got you in through and kept you ticking over, making sure you're still enjoying the games instead of maybe 7 weeks of complete training. Like, it got you in through and enjoy a few games too at the clubs, which is well needed.
Yeah. So all in all, looking forward to next Sunday and getting over the first hurdle anyway.
Yeah, 100%. Can't wait.